Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level. Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. Jill Nicolini here once again today, joined by Scott Nasciarelli, and he's the founder and leadership coach at Clear Insights Coaching. Welcome back to the show today. How are you?
I'm great, Jill. Thanks.
Great. So let's talk about harmonic leadership coaching and harmonic career coaching. What is that exactly that you do?
That is being a better leader and really moving ahead confidently in the career or the work that is best suited for you, that's aligned with your passions. And the way we get there is not just through our head, but also connecting with our heart, which creates that harmony within.
Beautiful. So I know you mentioned in our career and life, change is the only constant. And we often resist change because of fears, apprehension about the unknown, and making a mistake. Without change, complacency and boredom will set in. On that note, would you mind sharing your own personal story with us?
Absolutely. So I started out as a coach about 10 years ago, and I was working overseas in corporate role as a general manager. And there was a lot of change happening all the time. It was the aviation business, so it became kind of, you know, anticipated. And I started to become a little bit bored with some of it, quite honestly, and there was parts of it that I liked, and I asked myself, what is it that I love? And I was asking myself that question, what's next? I'd ask myself that question a lot, and I was always redefining myself, asking that question and connecting with the fact that I just really am so inspired by helping people achieve their goals and seeing them step into the best and biggest possible version of them. That's what led me into coaching. And what actually brought me there was identifying a fear, and the fear was, well, I know I can leave and I know I'll do something else, but I didn't exactly know how this was going to happen. And we don't often know the how, which when we're asking that question, what's next, we may resist connecting with the answer because we get overwhelmed with, well, how's it going to work? And what's, we don't know. So once I released that fear of figuring it out, and just went along with how I felt and that harmonic piece of it, connecting with my heart, trusting my intuition, things.
Great. And you mentioned Chinese fortune cookie. What is that?
Yes. You know, so I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and I was talking about this show, and I said, this is what I want to talk about, you know, answering that question, what's next? And she reminded me that in her home, she had painted on the wall this saying that, Great adventures await those willing to turn the corner. And I've seen it many times because I've been over to her house many times, but I never knew where it came from. And I said, where did you see that? She said it was in a Chinese fortune cookie a long time ago. You know, and she kept the fortune, and it became something very significant in her life. And it got me thinking about, if we are willing to turn those corners, then answering that question, what's next, doesn't become as overwhelming. Right? It doesn't become as scary because we can look at our life more as an adventure.
And sometimes you mention about avoiding the question, right? Asking that question, what's next? And we fear to avoid that. Would you mind mentioning a little bit of down those steps and detours and about where it leads us and get on that path for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we often avoid asking that question, what's next? Because once we get an answer, we might have to do something with it. Right? We might have to take action. We might realize, oh, now I have to make a choice. And once we've connected with that, then it holds us accountable. And, well, we maybe don't want to be held accountable. Right? So it brings to light some of the things that could potentially be holding us back, how we're holding ourselves back in our lives. And we don't know the next move, as I just said. But if we can kind of step into that place of, I don't need to have it all figured out, but I need to follow the next step, which will lead me to the next step, which will lead me to the next step. And quite a few years ago, I was reading something, I forget where, and it was talking about how at night, we're driving with our headlights on. We don't have to see more than 100 feet in front of us, or 200 feet on the road, right? We know where we're going, but we don't necessarily know what's right in front of us, but the headlights will light up only that portion that we need to see lit up. Mm-hmm. And if we can think about our life being like that, then it doesn't become as overwhelming, and then maybe those fears will not come up as often as they do.
Got it. ClearInsightsCoaching.com. Just want to remind people of your website. And again, please visit that. And Scott can help you. Scott also offers some different types of programs and coaching as far as a free ebook. Isn't that what you offer? It's a complimentary ebook called Thriving in Change, How to Embrace Change in Work and Life.
Yes. On the homepage of the website, you can click enter your information there and you'll receive a short ebook, which is on thriving in change and how to, as you just said, how to embrace change and work in life. And it's really about understanding that we are always in a state of change. Everything is in a state of change. You know, if you think of a lake, nobody wants to be in a lake that is full of algae and is green.
Yeah.
And the water is stagnant, right? You want that lake that has the fresh water coming in and the water going out. There's always change. There's always playing the stages of change that we all go through in so many areas of our life, as well as put you onto my email list, which will you'll then receive updates and offers from me on how we can work together and how we can help answer that question, what's next, and create that harmony within ourselves.
And you're here to help us figure out, well, we kind of know what we want, but we're trying to help us figure out how to take that next step, because a lot of us are scared and we tread lightly and we are nervous about that. So how does it work with taking action? What are some of the things that you would guide your clients into making a decision?
Well, it's a great question, Jill. So it can be confusing. It can be frightening. And as I often say in coaching, so many times a client will come to me and they want to work on a specific area of their life. But then through the coaching, they are connecting with another person, me, the coach, at a level that they've never connected with anybody else before. And they're becoming aware of so many things that what often happens is that what they initially thought they were coming into coaching for takes a bit of a different direction. And that's why I mentioned it's never a straight line. You know, there's always roundabouts. It's kind of like you step up, you take a couple steps up, you go down, you have a deviation, a detour. But in that entire process, we're learning about ourselves. And that's where I can help them connect the dots, look at what their strengths are. We focus on their strengths. We focus on what's working well in their life and how to leverage those, because we get more of what we focus on. So why not leverage that which comes easier to them? And that's a big thing is connecting with their passions, you know, awakening somebody's passions, particularly in career coaching, because once they become aware of what it is that they're really drives them and energizes them, then it's so much easier to then find the work or how they can, say, monetize what it is that they're doing, what they're passionate about.
I'm great. I don't know if you're waiting for a response or that was a pause.
Oh, no, I didn't know if you had another question for that, or I could continue.
I should interrupt because of the delay.
Okay. So awakening the passion is really important. And then when that happens, it creates this this drive, this energy, they become inspired. And then we can move into that place of, instead of feeling like we have to do something, it becomes we want to do something, right? Then it becomes we can't live without doing something.
Uh-huh.
We're taking inspired actions versus actions from our head. They really become actions from our heart. Again, linking back to that harmonic aspect that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it becomes a lot more natural, a lot more inspiring, and certainly more energizing for the client. Through that entire process, they're able to manage their fears, because they will surface, right? We're changing. We're stepping outside of ourselves. We're stepping out of our comfort zone. And in that area, there's always apprehension.
And fear, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. So, do you have a question?
No, it's the Skype. I think there's a little more of a delay today.
Oh, I think there is. Yeah.
But it sounds great. So you were talking about awakening our passions, and then the next thing was working on living our values.
Yeah, this is a big thing, because if something is not aligned with our values, it's never going to feel right. And you think about a relationship, you know, in the beginning, everything is great. And then you start to know the person better. And you're like, something might be a little bit off here, right? Mm-hmm. The same thing with our work that we do. It all starts out great. But if the values of the organization or the boss or the team does not align with the individual's values, it's never going to feel good. And there's always going to be that unsettled feeling, which creates that uncomfortable feeling. And so we work through that too. We identify what the client's values are so that they can design work, create their life that is aligned with their values and their passions. And when you have those two together, it's extremely powerful.
Absolutely.
And then that takes us to defining our purpose, okay. which is really how what we go from that point, you know, defining our purpose. And as we do that, it takes us into a, like I said, the inspired actions piece of it. And so why it started out to be really fulfilling and then it changed. Well, maybe the company changed, maybe the mission of the company changed, maybe the boss changed, maybe a lot of things changed, the responsibilities. So through this career coaching and through our harmonic career coaching and really connecting the client with their heart and with their passions and with their intuition through this entire process, we help them step into more of who they are.
Great. And we're discussing today answering the question of what's next.
Yeah.
Scott Mascarelli, he's worldwide traveler, right? Been to over 80 countries. He works with clients over six different continents now. And, you know, back to your initial start, you worked in the airline business, right, for so many years. And it took you all over the world and gave you that pleasure of speaking to people, listening to people, communicating with people, and realizing, hey, you could help people make a difference in their life. I mean, last week we discussed a little bit about how to lead in a changed world, because the world today is clearly changed, especially now with this COVID pandemic. And what is next? And that's what we're discussing today. As far as the change, would you mind just elaborating on COVID for a second and how this has affected this pandemic? People, the people you're coaching, the people with businesses, what has this done to everyone, and what change do you see and what good do you see coming out of this?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the good part, because there's so much negative that surrounds this, and it does impact so many individuals and businesses. I mean, every single one of us in the world in a very powerful way, and often not a positive way. So I would say, let me say first, with individuals, it's the first time that everybody in the world understands what somebody else is feeling. And that's powerful, right? Yeah. Irrespective of borders and nationality. Really, it has kind of connected the human race on a much bigger level for people to understand what everybody else feels. However, during that, people have spent a lot more time by themselves, be it by choice or not, and because there's no distractions, right? So many things that we think of summertime here in the United States, and so many things that we would normally be doing, our calendars would probably be full of activities. A lot of that's not happening this year. And they're asking these questions, including this one that we're talking about today, Jill, what's next? And these are powerful questions that are causing a lot of people to really pay close attention to, who do I want to be? What's important in my life? Who do I want in my life? And what's next? And the sad thing is that many people are asking these questions because they're being forced to ask the questions, losing their work is changing, other things have happened, economic impact. So it's a difficult time, but I say on the positive side, it's allowed everybody to be more introspective, and that is powerful.
It really is, and to know that we're all not alone, my goodness. And it's put myself and my family first, and you realize a lot of the things in life that we thought were so important before really aren't. We've lost touch with so many things, and I think the positive and the good to come out of this is that we all are learning and have learned what's the value of life, what's the importance in life, and it's so simple. You know, a lot of us are very work-driven, and I know that's your field of helping people work, and trust me, we need to be work-driven, but we also need to slow down and make time for our loved ones and the little things in life that I think some of us kind of forgot about doing. So I will thank the pandemic for doing that for all of us and to helping us here. And the question lies with that is, what is next? You know, what is next for our world, our businesses, our companies to come the next few months? Will we have a second wave? How has this affected businesses? A lot of people lost their businesses and their livelihood. So what is next is still a little bit of an unknown question too, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it's absolutely unknown.
Yeah, which is a scary, scary thing. In the meantime, Scott, why don't we tell our listeners the best form of contact for you? And we'll take our commercial break after that, and then we'll obviously come back and finish our conversation.
Okay. So the website is Clear Insights with an S, clearinsightscoaching.com. Email is info@clearinsightscoaching. And as you mentioned, Jill, there is a place on the homepage of the website to receive a free ebook on thriving and change in work and life, which has never been more needed than during this time.
Beautifully said. All right, and on that note, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, Scott. Can you hear me? Hello, hello. Hey, Scott.
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was clicking the button and it wouldn't go on. Do you hear me now? Everything okay?
I hear you.
Okay.
We're good.
Thank you. Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. Scott Masciarelli, please introduce yourself one more time to our listeners.
Okay, my name is Scott Masciarelli, and I'm the owner of Clear Insights Coaching. I work with clients all over the world to help them become better leaders, to help them identify career that resonates with them, enlivens them, and I do this through programs called Harmonic Leadership and Harmonic Career Coaching, which is helping them not only think but feel it with their heart, and that creates this harmony, this balance within, which produces incredible results for them.
Great. And enlightening our listeners today on what's next has been the topic of conversation, if you want to continue that.
Absolutely. So this question, what's next, is it's a potent question. And we often question because we might have to do something with that answer. And that can be overwhelming, right? We might realize that we have to make some changes in our life, that we have to then make a decision. And so I talk to people and they often avoid asking the question because they don't want the answer. And at this point, I think in our show, what I'd like to say is, you know, there are a couple ways that we can not be so scared of the answer and be more, shall we say, embracing of the answer. And, you know, we talked a few shows back about, I wrote this blog post about putting adventure into your life. And when I think about that Chinese fortune cookie that we talked about, you know, as simple as it is, it's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah.
Great adventures await those willing to turn the corner. We don't know what's around the corner. So if we can kind of have that adventurer mindset that we're exploring possibilities and thinking in the sense that nothing is forever, because the reality is we can always make changes. We can always do something different. And when we do that, it makes it a little bit less scary, right? And then as I was saying before the commercial break, once we start to awaken our passions, we understand our values, what's really important to us, we start aligning with our potential, then defining our purpose and that way forward becomes so energizing that, shall we say, mission, right? We're really inspired. We can't live without doing it type of thing. And it might sound cliche, but I'm the first one to tell you it's so true. It's so true.
And for those of us maybe looking to change careers, do you offer advice and coaching on someone who's willing to, someone that's trying to and really wants to move out of their career? Can you coach someone for that?
Absolutely. And that's a lot of what I do. Actually, is they tell me what they've been doing. We cover the practical piece of it. So this is not all, there's some practical stuff to this too. So we have a couple of assessments that we do, which are really powerful, and it connects them with what their innate talents are and their own strengths. And that is so powerful for them to really understand who they are. And then it helps them realize that, well, maybe that explains why that career, that work was never really a true fit for me. And then we start to look at what their values are, what their passion is, we combine that with the assessments of their strengths and their talents. And we'll take a look at their resume. We'll redo their resume. We will edit it line by line if necessary. We do that together. So it's really interesting. When somebody hands me a resume, many times it reads like a job description, which is not what we want, right? We want to be able to look at a resume and really understand what that person did. What were their contributions and how valuable were they? And when somebody tells me what their job is versus what I read, it is totally different. And I say, well, that's not there, and that's not there, and that's not there. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't put that. Because when we're doing it from our own perspective, it's very different than when we have to share it with somebody else. So we make sure their resume isn't the way it needs to be to present them the best way forward. And interview practice, if they need it, we'll do interview rehearsals where I'm the interviewer and I'll be giving them feedback. So it's very powerful. It helps them make those changes and understand the reason why they want to make these changes.
Great. And your company, is it just you or do you have other coaches that work with Clear Insights?
It's me as the owner, and then when needed, I have other coaches that I work with who I can bring on board for assignments.
Got it. All right, and we just have about 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes more, actually, to speak. Is there anything else you want to touch upon for our listeners?
Well, I think to tie in with this, the question of what's next is to encourage people to ask the question and be open to the answer. So that's number one. Remember that nothing is forever. And if we have that open mind and we consider that we're exploring possibilities, then it's okay. You know, have some fun with this. It's really important to have fun in our lives. And I know that this is not probably the right time to be saying that during the pandemic, but still, to be able to find what is enjoyable in our life on a regular basis is so much better for us than it is to focus on what's not. And beyond that, I would say never stop learning. We talked about that in a couple of shows ago, right? To always have a learner's mindset, because we can never lose what it is that we learn. That helps us move forward in our life.
Perfect. And Scott, are you guys on social media as well as, I know your website, clearinsightscoaching.com. Is there a social media page as well?
Yes. So clearinsightscoaching.com is the website. I'm on LinkedIn under my name, Scott Masciarelli. I'm under Instagram as Scott Masciarelli and Facebook under Clear Insights. So a couple different ways to reach me.
All right, fantastic. And what type of services would you offer someone who is just interested in, you know, getting to know you, see if you're a good fit? Do you offer a free type of consultation call or not? How does that work?
I do. And it's a 30-minute getting acquainted call. So they can just send me an email. We'll find a time that is good for both of us. We'll connect by Skype or telephone or Zoom, whatever is most comfortable for them. Get to know each other and see what would be the best course of action to help them achieve their goals.
Fantastic. And Scott, one more time, the best form of contact for you is?
At clearinsightscoaching.com is the email, and clearinsightscoaching.com is the website. Either one will connect to me.
Fantastic. Scott Masciarelli, thank you again. We appreciate your insight today and looking forward to our next show, which I'm not sure. I can just ask what's next, but that was today's topic. So we'll figure it out next week, all right?
Yeah, we'll do the suspense for next week. We'll figure it out. It's not going to be what's next, though. There's more to it.
Sounds good. Thank you again for your time today, Scott, and have a fantastic week. Everyone else, please stay tuned. More Business Talk Radio is on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level.